guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McGeady.
And Kelly Williams.
And today's episode is going to be really fun. We're going to start by talking about some current pop culture stuff. Obviously, this week was like really intense. We had the VMAs, we had the Met Gala, Britney Spears is engaged, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez kissed through masks.
Olivia Munn and John Mulaney.
Yeah, like it's a lot. So we're just going to do a quick little, you know, rundown of what happened and kind of give our thoughts. And then we're going to dip our toe into the lady pond with Cara Delevingne, who we have mentioned 8 million times on this podcast so far.
Troy and I, we were trying to figure out who to talk about. And after our deep dive on Aaron and Nick Carter, we decided we wanted to go with someone who's crazy in a fun way, I think. Like, I would want to party with Cara. Sorry, my accent. Sure. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I love her. And I would honestly, I wouldn't trust her with my wallet, but I would trust her with my night. If that makes sense.
Yeah, she would definitely have you make sure you had a good time. And I feel like she would check on you and be like, are you good?
Yeah, she almost gives me like sort of Kristen Doty vibes when she's hammered. Like, you know how they always say like, Kristen's motherly. Do you know what they always say that?
But Kristen's like so mean.
She's like nuts. It's like, who worse to mother you than a drunk staggering like tarantula walking towards you?
No, like the drunk giraffe just falling.
Yeah. But I'm a sucker for being swaddled. I really am like, I love motherly energy. And I get that a little bit from Cara. Like, you know, when you're like fucked up and she's the person who's like, did you eat something? Eat this piece of bread? Like, you know.
You know, I also feel like she'd be like, are you having fun? If you were kind of like, no, she'd be like, here's some Coke. Just like do it.
Yeah. Go in the bathroom real quick and come back out. You'll be fine. Like, yeah, totally.
She's a good one. She's not rotted.
No, she's not rotted. She's fun. She's a fun celebrity. Let's talk about the VMAs. What did you think?
I can't really get into the VMAs anymore. I tried. You know, I think Normani did awesome. I really love her as an artist, and I'm glad that she's finally getting some like respect put on her name.
Right.
I really I like Lil Nas X. I know a lot of people can't stand him, but I think he's like fun in something that we almost need in the music industry. Like someone who's constantly pushing boundaries and also making space for people who maybe haven't felt like they had space in the entertainment world.
I agree with that. I love him because he's basically a male pop star.
Yeah.
And like he puts, you always see like, these guys like Ed Sheeran, who can get up on stage and do nothing but strum a fucking guitar.
Yeah.
You know, while Doja Cat is literally hanging from ropes and doing like anime dancing and shit. Like, and it's cool to see a male pop star put himself at the same level, the same standard as like the girls, like production, theatrics, costume, themes. Like, you know, he really like goes for it. He's just fun. Like it's fun. He's fun.
And I think I like him so much because he's funny on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like two summers ago or something, he tweeted, he's like, I'm in New York, who wants to have a crying contest? And after that, I was like, I love him. I love him.
Yeah, and he's so cute. He's so beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
He is. He's really good looking. And I feel like it's cool to see people like Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Who to me gives like bro vibes 100%. Right. Really just welcome, not... I guess more than welcome him, like collaborate with him, and Kid Cudi is really praising him. And I like him. I know a lot of people don't like him, but I really do like him.
The people who matter like him. You know what I mean? I will say one thing that I thought was really funny about the VMAs is that like, obviously Kourtney Kardashian and Megan Fox have been like heavily reading Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've really been scrolling through the feeds and like seeing what people are saying about their relationship and stuff. And it just feels like that, like we all became exhausted of them at the same time that night.
I agree completely. Like, again, I feel like we've talked about Courtney and Travis at some point. And I was like, we get it. You guys fuck everywhere. Congrats.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a video of them like in the bathroom and like touching tongues next to each other. Mm-hmm. And I thought Courtney looked uncomfortable in that picture.
She did. Like
the first time ever, I was like, ooh, I don't think she likes this.
Because it's totally like, you know that it's, the vibe is Megan Fox telling them to do stuff. And she can tell anybody to do anything and they'll just like do it, you know, because she's pretty and cool. And Courtney's so not that person. Like the furthest Courtney will go is a little PDA at dinner, but she's not the girl who does shit like so desperate for attention. Like that's so not Courtney. She looked so awkward.
Well, she does it now with Travis. They're always all over each other.
True. I just think that Megan is like another level. Like, I think Megan like is another level of like desperation.
I actually agree with you. My friend Rich and I were talking and we saw Jennifer's Body when it was in theaters and we were the only two people in the theater. And then it was taken out like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like a cult classic, mm-hmm. but it's kind of weird. I don't know how to explain it. She's almost trying to be Jennifer Check.
Yeah. No, you're 1000% right. She is so, I think, aware now of like the power that that character has on like Gen Z, like Gen mm-hmm. Z Twitter, especially.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like I saw a tweet the other day, or maybe it was a TikTok, but it was somebody who said like, imagine looking like this and still feeling like you have to try so hard. Like, you don't have to do anything, Megan Fox.
Anything.
You're beautiful and so fucking cool. People worship you.
So there is a part of me that wonders, obviously, Brian Austin Green is allegedly rotted to the core.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And how he treated her wasn't kind.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wonder if right now she just feels like she can be free.
Right.
And she's almost like going too hard because she hasn't had this freedom.
I 1000% agree with you. I think, mm-hmm. you know, and plus it's like, it's got to be nice knowing after so many years of like, every time she goes somewhere, she has to wonder if she's going to get slut shamed for what she's wearing, or like,
right.
if they're going to ask her weird questions about who she's fucked or how she gives head or like really weird things. Like she was so like tormented. So it's got to be nice to be like, well, I can go places now and like, I don't have to worry about people. Like, people will have opinions about what I'm wearing in my relationship and stuff, but the vibe is so different now. Like, she's got to just feel so free, like you said.
For sure. And much like Bennifer, if MGK and Megan break up, she's not going to look bad.
No, not at all.
So,
she'll look cares? Like Jennifer's Body, like she ate his head and, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
can we talk about those fucking assholes just for a second, please? God, like, oh my God. Well, I guess that's where Met Gala-y. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about the VMAs?
Other than Conor McGregor trying to fight MGK.
Amazing. And
did you read what, like, Conor said happened? And I kind of believe it.
I just saw him say, like, he didn't know him. And, like, he just wanted a picture, but he has no idea who he is.
I think what happened is he tried to ask for a picture with Megan Fox and MGK swatted his like spilt his drink on him.
Okay.
And then obviously Conor McGregor's fucking crazy.
Right.
And
it's great though, because it's like, who better to beat up? Like, nobody cares if you beat up MGK, you know?
For sure. And I guess the only other thing I would add is seeing Justin Bieber, I must say Bieber, oh my God, always makes me sad now.
Me too.
Like he kind of just looks so like, when he's performing, I think he does great.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell when he's sitting there, when he's, you know, getting a VMA for pop vocals and like, he's like, I'm an R&B artist. Like, mm-hmm. stop giving me pop awards. I'm like, tell Scooter Braun to stop marketing you as a pop artist then.
Yeah, he just seems so out of his body, right?
Yeah, it just seems like some kind of disconnect. I can't explain it. I mean, when I used to think of Justin Bieber, he was like this charismatic kid mm-hmm. who was smiling. I want to thank not only Jesus, but also God or whatever that mm-hmm. quote was. But now it's just like, he just seems so sad.
Yeah, he seems very just sort of empty. Like, he just goes through the motions. It doesn't seem like he really genuinely enjoys anything that he's doing ever.
Yeah,
he makes me sad too. Just like, he just seems like he needs to like talk about things to people that will listen and care genuinely. And I guess maybe he thinks he's like found that with his church, but like,
oh yeah,
you know, it's also just so sad that like where he turned is another just kind of rotted situation. I don't know, the whole thing is just like so dark.
Yeah, I don't know, I feel bad for him. And I know that sounds weird because obviously he's this really rich and famous person, but I saw one little clip of like him and Haley sitting there and he looked like he was about to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, go home, Bieber. If you don't want to be here, go home.
I know. I bet he wishes. I don't remember who it was we compared. I think it was Zayn. We were saying like if he could have it his way, he'd have like a Frank Ocean career.
Yeah.
And I think Justin is totally the same. Now that he's a little older, like a little wiser, I bet he wishes he could just like, you know, be like Kid Cudi or Frank Ocean or something and just release music and have a cult following and be able to walk around outside.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But that's my last VMA thought.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have any other VMA thoughts either. That Normani is fucking incredible. I wish that her label would stop bullying her and punishing her. Doja Cat I thought was amazing. And I think she consecutively puts on such incredible performances. And I think it's like about time people start recognizing that she's a really good performer. You never really hear people talk about how innovative her performances are and how like, I don't know, she's just so talented and she always seems live, and she's also a really fucking good dancer. Like, she killed that.
That's like, I feel like Tinashe is finally getting some like recognition too.
Yeah, for sure. All of the like the RCA girls. But no, yeah, we can move on to the Met Gala. What did you think about this year's theme and what people wore and stuff?
I am the worst when it comes to fashion. Like, I cannot look at something and just be like, oh, that's art. Because I know fashion's art. I get that.
Right.
I look at it and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, you know, I don't have that eye and I can admit it.
I get it. No, there's power in admitting it.
Yeah, I mean, I liked, I know like Lupita wore a denim dress and I almost felt like it was a callback to Justin and Britney. And I was like, that's American. That's American, like all American fashion. I like that. But I don't know. I always feel like people either go all out or they're super boring.
I thought it was just a real fucking missed opportunity. I was like, I had all these things, like these ideas in my mind of like what I would see. I was like, obviously we're going to see so much denim, so much plaid. There was no plaid. There was no like, I was watching this TikTok the other day about like what they could have done or like what the Met Gala has in the Met as far as American history fashion. And it's like quilted patterns. Like there was no like quilts really. Like there were no, I was expecting to see more like embellished like cowboy suits. I was like, hello, where is all the like cowboy wear? Like, I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, why does everybody, every time anything like that comes up, it's always like old Hollywood, Marilyn Monroe. It's like, we get it. How fucking boring can you be to reference Marilyn Monroe? Oh my God. We get it. Old Hollywood. Like, fuck, I'm going on a gay rant. I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening. I love it.
But like, oh, it was just so fucking predictable and boring. And then, yeah, the other people who were just like, I'm just wearing an American designer and it's just a dress some guy from America made, like, also really fucking stupid and boring. So many missed opportunities. I was like,
what? If you were to wear something, what would you have worn to the Met?
I can tell you exactly what I would have worn because I've obsessively thought about it for 2 days. I would have worn like an old, like truly like tacky embellished like Dolly Parton suit, like an old like 50s, there's a name for them that I can't think of, like hooch suit or something, but like an old like a cowboy suit, you know, with like all of those really like tacky blinged out embellishments on them of like peacocks and shit. I would have gone full fucking rhinestone cowboy. I maybe even would have worn a denim suit.
I probably would have dressed like Sue Sylvester.
like a tuxedo version of a tracksuit.
Yeah, like Tommy Hilfiger though.
Yes, yes, totally, for sure. That'd be cool.
When I think of like America, I think of Tommy Hilfiger and I don't know what that means.
He was the first designer I thought of. I was like, oh, everybody's gonna be wearing Tommy.
And I don't think anyone did, right? Or I'm sure people did, but no, when I think of that, I think of like his logo with the little flag thing.
And yeah.
Honestly, just like a pair of overalls with his shirt under it. That's all you need.
He's so American. I mean, that's like America.
For it's like sure. Him and Calvin Klein.
Yeah, and like Ralph Lauren. Mm. And it's like, you know, so American. But no, yeah, there was just, it was a huge missed opportunity. It was just like really, some of it seemed like shit that people would have worn to the last Met, like the camp theme, where right. I was like, why are you, like, what does this have to do with literally anything? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of a disappointment.
Guys, I'm going to be reading a celebrity blind from the Met Gala. Gala. It's my fucking accent. I can't give those A's right. This Almost Network actress who finally got out of the miserable relationship with her co-star was spotted getting very cozy with a technically still married manager of numerous singers.
Oh, God. Like, married manager.
Scooter.
Is it Scooter?
I was thinking Lily Reinhart and Scooter Braun.
Mm. Okay, yeah, that would make sense. God, the amount of fucking that happens after the Met Gala, can you imagine?
And probably during.
Oh my God, like the fucking orgies that happen, I would give anything to see. The Cara Delevingne orchestrated sex parties.
In the bathroom as they take a selfie.
Right. She's like, zip up girls, the camera's out.
So this is blind item, again, from the Met Gala that happened on Monday. This controversial A-list athlete who shills for a fast food company got wasted drunk and then started hitting on this illiterate model who pretends she can code. Illiterate model who pretends she can code is Karlie Kloss.
Right.
And I am thinking the controversial A-list athlete is Megan Rapinoe, the soccer player.
Oh, right. Fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's fun. God, can we just already blinds about the Met?
There are blinds. I couldn't find many, like, VMA blinds. I probably, like, didn't try hard enough, to be totally honest. But Met Gala always gets a lot of blinds because I really do feel like that's where people go to just, like, hook up.
Oh, my God. It's, like, I would imagine that as a celebrity, it has to be the most exciting day of the year.
Yeah.
You know, because you're surrounded by, first of all, it's like being invited and having like a designer pay for a ticket for you is like such a fucking flex, right? Like, it's like a fucking $100,000 ticket and like you're being begged to go and you're not even paying for it yourself. And you're just surrounded by hot people dressed up in crazy costumes that are all coked out of their minds. And just, you know, it's a night of debauchery, and it's so private. They can go in there and all be together and we can't see it.
If I could go anywhere in time, okay, it wouldn't be to kill Hitler. It wouldn't be to do any of that kind of stuff. It would be to go to the 2016 Met Gala.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I want to know everything about that night.
Oh, the 2016 Met Gala.
Ryan Murphy, I know you listen. I know you're rotted to the core. But your next like little series that you're going to put together, that one. Do it.
Literally.
Like how he did Hollywood for Netflix. Remember that?
Yeah.
Which was great. But I think he should do like Met Gala.
I would give anything. I would just give anything to sit in the bathroom, like on the fucking sink and wait for things to happen.
I would mop the floors with a toothbrush to be there.
Literally. Literally. Oh my God.
Now I'm going to read a blind, and it's going to go to talk about something that is very much in my wheelhouse, but I'm excited to talk about it.
Okay, I'm ready.
There was a blind saying this former NFL player was sleeping with an A-minus list bad actress slash singer because, but dumped her because she was bad in bed. So that's like the original blind, and this is kind of a follow-up blind. This singer celebrity thirst chaser spends all of her time on social media and podcasts complaining about all the men who cheated on her in her life. I mean, she goes on and on and on and on about it. Yet for some reason, she decides the serial cheating former NFL player is the way out of it. The guy who just dumped this A-minus list actress slash bad singer because she was bad in bed. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to work out great.
You have to tell me everything.
Jay Cutler, Jana Kramer, and poor Selena Gomez. I didn't believe it. I don't know if I believe Selena Gomez and Jay Cutler.
The minute you said bad singer, I was like, okay, so that one's Selena Gomez.
Yeah. I don't know if I believe it, but I also do. I mean, we know Selena.
Right.
Jay's sliding into everybody's DMs.
You know, I believe that. I really do. I'm not going to lie. I believe that. That sounds like it kind of checks out to me.
Can you picture dopey ass Jay Cutler being like, you're bad in bed. Sorry, you can't have sex with me anymore. However the fuck he talks. Is that a good Jay impression, Troy?
In my mind, it was.
And then there's Jana Kramer, who I feel like she's like problematic, but only to herself. Like she's her own worst enemy.
Okay.
So obviously she's been cheated on a lot and like talks about it a lot and just broke up with her husband of a couple years who was constantly cheating on her, but they also really used it for like podcast content.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they would post things like happy 2-year anniversary to Mike cheating on me.
Ooh. It's so weird when people make the like their tumultuous relationship like their launching pad for like that year or whatever of content. I was like remember when Kendra did that?
Yes.
And it was like, I got cheated on, so I'm gonna go on 8 different therapy shows and theme my reality show around it for like 2 years.
But do you want to know the best part of all of this, Troy? Jay and Jana just stepped out, and now know how they stepped out?
Oh God.
In a People exclusive.
Oh God.
We need to talk about it because I posted on my Instagram. I was like, if you listen to Beyond the Blinds, you know what a People exclusive is. Troy, tell the people what a People exclusive is.
A People exclusive is like the most PR-y. I mean, it is truly like it's the peak of like an orchestrated just, I don't even know if I possess the words to describe how just sort of like bullshit it is.
Yes.
It's just like, it's complete, like agents talking to agents, my people will contact your people kind of bullshit.
And all I can say is Kristen Cavallari knows how to play the game. So mm-hmm. I think she's going to come out swinging soon. There are going to be a lot of headlines surrounding how Kristen's the good one. I'm calling it now. Just get ready.
I could totally see that. You're right. She's so good at like media manipulation. She's amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to talk about that because that was like a Laguna thing. And I was like, ooh, there's also a blind about it. And that usually doesn't happen.
No, yeah. I love Queen Kristen.
But Kristen does know how to play the game. And like, Jana is very good at making herself the victim. And you know what? She has been cheated on, right? She's been in bad relationships.
Right.
So I'm not going to completely like take that away from her. But Kristen Cavallari does not play. So I'm curious how this will play out.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. Well, you'll have to like keep me posted on it because this is very specific to your wheelhouse. So I'm just going to rely on you to tell me things.
Well, what's funny is someone was like, what if Kristen's happy for them? I'm like, even if she is, she doesn't care.
She doesn't give a shit. Yeah, totally.
She's like Us Weekly exclusive.
Britney's engagement.
Britney's engagement.
So as of right now, Britney Spears is off social media. And a lot of people were upset about it, but I was not at all. Like, Britney needs to be off Instagram. Like, yeah. We all enjoy seeing Britney post things and try and figure out the Rubik's Cube or whatever. But she's, like, involved in, like, a fucking high-profile conservatorship case that's going to change American law.
Yeah.
She needs to be off Instagram. Like, I'm excited that she's, like, liberated in a sense, and, like, she seems to be posting a lot more herself. She got an iPad. Like, I love all that stuff. Obviously, it's, like, nothing. I couldn't wish for anything more. But she needs to be off Instagram. Like, posting 3 videos in a row of you, like, jiggling your ass back and forth in a thong in your bathroom is, like, not the best thing for when you're in the middle of, like, a crazy court case.
I completely agree. And you know what? I'm gonna say it. I like Sam. I hope it doesn't bite me admitting that I like him. But he just seems to be funny.
Yeah. He does seem to have a sense of humor. He is, like, I like him because he seems to be able to, like, get ahead of the joke before. You know, I like people that can do that. Like, he's in on the joke about himself. Like, he knows the perception. You know, he's not, like, totally dense.
And I did see recent blinds. I think it was on Blind Gossip saying he has, like, a secret girlfriend. But I think Jamie would have already exposed that. I mean, if Jamie pulled up some random video of one of her ex-boyfriends, quote unquote, kissing somebody,
mm-hmm.
he could find something about Sam and turn everybody against Sam.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, listen, I think that there's way more to Sam than we'll ever know. I mm-hmm. think that he is in an incredible position right now where he looks like this knight in shining armor. I mean, he literally looks like a Disney prince.
He's saving so good looking.
A princess. Like, mm-hmm. he's beautiful and, you know, he's, like, rescuing our girl or whatever. Like, his narrative right now is incredible. I mean, the launching pad that this will be for him is, like, wild. I don't totally trust him. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that he's a bad person. He doesn't seem like a bad person. But I don't think that he has completely selfless intentions in this relationship.
So this is how I feel about it. I think we've seen that Britney does not mind airing out if people have treated her like shit.
Right.
I think Britney is aware that Sam being with her helps his career.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think she cares.
Yeah, like, I could see that. Like, she's, you
know, I think she loves him and thinks like, you know, being with me is obviously going to help him get into, like, a Fast and Furious movie or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he has still helped me.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. So that's kind of how I feel about it. And I really do feel like if there was an issue, she would say it in court. Like, she aired out her whole family and Larry Rudolph and all these people.
Right. And he's good to her. You know, like, he seems to be really good to her. He, like, makes her laugh and stuff. It seems like he's, like, the bright spot in her life.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, like, honestly, thank God for him that he's been around. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's like her previous relationships during the conservatorship has been so just, like, dark and sad and gross. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm to me, this engagement feels like it's almost like without saying it, this conservatorship is coming to an end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
and I think he was probably hired at first in a way to be like, okay, just keep her company. Like, mm-hmm. she's lonely, but maybe there is a real connection there. And
yeah,
I guess as Justin Bobby says, truth in time tells all. So
you're right. No, it's true. It's true. And I agree. I think that I definitely don't think that they, like, you know, ran into each other at craft services on the set of the fucking Slumber Party video. I know a lot of people believe that they just sparked on the set or whatever. Like, I don't think that's how Britney's life works anymore. I definitely think that he was hired and seemed like you know, he's hot, he seemed nice, he probably signed an NDA, and they're like, you know, have some fun with her. You know what I mean? Like you said, keep her company in the house, like play tag with her in the yard or whatever. But now she seems to really be in love. So as always, we're rooting for Brittany. I mean, you know, and we will, if he does anything to hurt our girl, he also has the whole country breathing down, the world breathing down his neck. He can't do anything bad to her, really.
And can I say, Octavia Spencer, her comment wasn't that bad.
No, and he thought it was funny. I mean, he literally was like, I get the joke. Like, it was a joke. People are so stupid.
And I think that's why I liked it. Cause like he commented, he's like, it comes with the territory. Don't even worry. I don't care. Like,
yeah,
he can laugh at himself.
Right. I love that about him. I do like that he's in on the joke about himself. So yeah, we're rooting for Brittany as always. We will see what happens. You want to talk about Kara?
Or do you want to talk about Bennifer? And Kira? Then?
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Okay.
Listen. Let me crack my neck before I talk about fucking Ben Affleck.
I have been pulled in many directions when it comes to Ben Affleck. I've talked to people who love it. Not Ben, but Bennifer, who love what's going on. They think it's great. They love the nostalgia. I've talked to people who are like, what the fuck is this? I've not really known how to feel about it, but my heart, my spirit has told me the whole time, this is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm sorry. That photo of them kissing through masks, and it isn't even the first time they've done it. I mean, are we really still doing this? Are we still giving this the attention that, I mean, come on. What are your thoughts?
You know my thoughts, Troy.
I know.
This is how I feel about their relationship. And I'm sure I'm like just repeating what I've said before, but I'm gonna say it again. I think our country is so thirsty for nostalgia in like times that seem simpler, right? So Ben and Jen, or Bennifer, I should say, Ben and Jenner is little Jennifer Gardner.
Right.
But people did not like them as a couple the first time around. I don't know why, like, people are forgetting that, like, it's like Paris Hilton effect. Yeah. We did not like them 17 years ago. Everyone was annoyed by them. Boston hated Jennifer Lopez. Like, it was a whole thing. And the one thing about J-Lo, no matter what happens when they break up, because they will, she will still look good no matter what.
Yes, she's the fucking queen of media.
Yeah, and to explain, I talked about this a little bit on my Instagram story, but Ben doesn't have a good track record, right? Like, he was caught cheating on Jennifer Garner with the nanny. He has gambling issues, his crazy relationship with Ana de Armas. I probably butchered her last name, I apologize. Even like them throwing away the cardboard cutout of her. Do you remember that?
And he cheated on Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. And he cheated on J-Lo with a exotic dancer in Vegas. Like, there are a lot of things about him and a lot of sexual harassment allegations. Best friends with Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein, yeah. I can't pronounce anyone's fucking name. I apologize. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Allegedly, him and Matt Damon did not write Good Will Hunting. Like, there are so many things that people just don't talk about when it comes to Ben. And even if he cheated on J-Lo, people would be like, oh, that's just Ben being a Boston boy.
Totally. I mean, I think that he's a real testament to, like, the old school Hollywood system and the old school Hollywood machine, because he's still able to, we talked about this the other night, like, he, you know, when he first came out, when he was first introduced, like, they pushed the Boston boy thing so intensely. And it's almost like you wonder why. Like, it's like, okay, we get it. Like, he's from Boston. But then, as far as marketing goes, I mean, it's basically been his whole career that he's the good old boy from Boston. He's the guy that you would, like, bring to a wedding. Like, he's, like, normal, but not normal. You know, he's like really hot but attainable, and it excuses all of his behavior. Like, anytime he gets caught with an exotic dancer or gets caught gambling or cheating or whatever, it's always like, well, you know, he's a Boston boy. What does that even mean? Well,
I'm wearing a Red Sox shirt. I know. Talking shit. Literally, guys, I'm wearing a Red Sox shirt as I'm like bashing Boston. I think it's just like people think Boston boys are rougher. They drink beer after work and they watch. I got the game on. I can't cook. Like, I can't, like, you cook, I'm going to watch the Red Sox and then we'll fucking go to sleep. Like, yeah. That's right. How it goes. And I don't get it. I'm from Massachusetts. And when people are like, oh, I love guys from Boston, I'm like, have you ever met one?
Right. What do you love?
And usually it's like Ben Affleck. I'm like, ooh, guys. And I know I'm bashing him really hard and I should bash his brother too, but we only have time for one Affleck in this episode.
Well, and plus it's like, he's like the way that they present him is like, it's like the Bachelor version of being a Boston boy.
For Ben Affleck, I feel like he almost gets like a poor Ben edit.
Always.
Poor Ben getting Dunkin' Donuts every day. Poor Ben, like, being mad that paparazzi are there. They're there because he called them.
Because he fucking calls them. He's a tabloid whore. And this man is like, I mean, listen, I know that I bring him up all the time. I'm literally the only person still talking about him in the country, me and Denise Richards. But when you have Charlie Sheen calling you and saying, I'm going to drive you to rehab, whether you want to go or not, baby, your life is on another plane. Like, you are in another universe. When Charlie Sheen is dragging you to rehabilitation, he can't be trusted. I'm sorry.
I agree. And J-Lo's smart. You know, people hated A-Rod. People really hated him. Mm-hmm. I was one of those people. I did not like A-Rod. He got with J-Lo and it like tricked me. It's the J-Lo effect.
Totally.
I was like, oh, he's like a family guy. Like, look at him and J-Lo. Like, they're so cute.
Look at the little TikToks.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, like, maybe I do like A-Rod. Tricked me.
Yeah.
J-Lo has a J-Lo effect on me, too, because I don't really care for her. And then I see her on screen. I'm like, I like J-Lo.
She's the queen of media. I don't care what anybody says. You can make fun of J-Lo for all of the things, for stealing Ashanti's career or whatever. But Jennifer, God, I wish you guys could see when we record sometimes, like, Kelly almost spits out her drink on her keyboard. But she's the queen of media. Like, she's the queen of tabloid culture. She is truly, like, when it comes to marketing relationships, she is this generation's Elizabeth Taylor. Like, she's a fucking mad scientist when it comes to media manipulation.
I mean, even with the movie Hustlers, it was based on a famous dancer in New York. I forget her name, but she came out and did like a whole story about how J-Lo interviewed her for it, then gave her no credit for it. And everyone was just like, J-Lo was so good in that movie. I want to climb into her coat.
Right. She paid such a beautiful homage.
Yeah. Again, another one who things rarely stick to her.
Yeah, I would say if anybody is interested, I talk all the time about how much I love vlogs. I'm a real vlog person. That's my favorite YouTube genre.
I know you love Sinead Grimes.
I do. Amazing vlogger. Jennifer Lopez vlogs.
Oh.
She's a YouTube channel that is full of fucking candid, very candid, behind the scenes in her house all day with her family, with A-Rod. Vlogs, and they are incredible. Every time I get drunk at one of my friend's houses, I'm always like, I'm just gonna put this on, you'll get lost in it. And like a few minutes later, they're full poltergeist up against the TV, like putting their head inside it. I'm not even kidding, they're so good.
Who knew Jenna Marbles and J-Lo had so much in common?
I'm telling you, you guys have to give them a chance. Just type in like, there's the one that I always say is like a good gateway for J-Lo's vlog channel is her learning to pole dance for Hustlers. And you watch like the whole journey of her doing it in her house. And like, it's just so, oh, it's so good. Anyway, I don't know why I brought that up.
I will say her pole dancing to Criminal by Fiona Apple changed my life.
Oh my God. I was like, oh, I do like women. If I can finally call my dad and put him out of his misery.
Surprise.
I'll throw the old ball with you, Pops. I like girls.
You just became a Boston boy. Look at that. Okay, Troy. Now it's time to talk about one of my favorite people who has fucked everybody in Hollywood, allegedly. Everything now from here on out is allegedly, guys. Just before it was just opinions. Now it's allegedly.
Yeah, no, it's all alleged. Yeah, I'm obsessed with this woman. I think that she is obviously fucking beautiful. She's so gorgeous. I love her eyebrows. I love her cheekbones. And I love her dry, like sort of mean British humor. And she just, yeah, she's had sex with everybody that we've ever cared about.
Probably even my mom or dad. I don't know.
Literally, you're like related to her somehow.
She also has a line of Prosecco, and it's available in the US, but only in like certain states and not in Ohio or Tennessee, which is sad.
Yes. It's only 28 bucks.
Yeah. But if anyone lives in like Arizona and we can mail it to you and you mail it to us, Cara Delevingne. Cara Delevingne, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
We have talked about her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has been connected to so many people that we've talked about.
She's like this weird celebrity where like she, it's never weird to see her somewhere.
Right.
It's never weird to see her with someone. Like, it seems like everybody in Hollywood wants to be friends with Cara Delevingne, or they have been, or they want to hook up with her, or they have hooked up with her. Like, she just seems like she's a Hollywood cool girl.
You know what's funny? Her and Rita Ora are always at the same places, but people only question Rita Ora. They're always just like, oh, Cara's there.
Oh, I know. Even though Cara's like, it's like, yes, Cara is a model, but she also has like such a like, I mean, her like other career ventures are so silly. I mean, you can't help but laugh.
I know. And we will get into that. So I have a list of everybody that she has been linked to that I'm aware of, and you probably have more. So some, most of these are rumored. Also, they put Halsey's name as Ashley. I'm like, just say Halsey.
Don't be cute. Don't be cute about it.
So allegedly, Jaden Smith, Halsey, whose real name is Ashley Fragipan.
Yeah.
Halsey's better. Margaret Qualley, Ashley Benson, Paris Jackson, Elon Musk, Amber Heard, St. Vincent, Michelle Rodriguez, Miley Cyrus, Rita Ora, Rihanna, Kaya Gerber, Kendall Jenner, and then maybe Taylor Swift at some point.
Did you say Selena?
No, I didn't. Or Harry. I didn't say Harry either.
Okay, yeah, Harry, Selena. Alexander Skarsgård. I'm trying to think of anybody else. Michelle Rodriguez is a huge, I feel like Michelle Rodriguez and Rihanna and Rita Ora are like really big ones.
Mm-hmm.
St. Vincent's a huge one.
Ashley Benson was, they were really public for a
mm-hmm.
while.
Mm-hmm.
Then people said also maybe Karlie Kloss. I mean, I said Paris Jackson, right?
Oh yeah, Paris is a big one.
Paris Jackson.
And then there's the people that she's friends with that you know she's also hooked up with. Like, you know that like her and Kendall have gotten drunk and hooked up together, obviously. You know what I mean? Like,
and didn't she live with Kendall or Kaya Gerber for a while?
I think Kaya.
Yeah, they lived together, and then all of a sudden, Kaya's dating fucking Pete Davidson.
Right.
Who's just literally there to throw the scent off celebrities. I feel bad for how Pete has been used. I feel like that's for a different episode, but like, I feel like Pete just gets used for PR reasons.
I think so too. And I think that at the beginning, yeah, this is a whole different episode, but I do think that when that first started happening for him, it was like, wow, like I'm so cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like this dorky comic from SNL and like these big celebrities want to use me for PR. And now it's like, he seems very chewed up and sped out by Hollywood, kind of.
I agree. I agree with that. I mean, yeah. And now, of course, they're going to link him to Kaylee Coco. And that's, again, a whole different. Anyway, back to Kara.
Yeah.
What did you, I guess, like, for me, I've never really had many thoughts about her other than she likes to party.
Yeah, the only, I mean, even as far back as like 2013, all I've ever thought about Cara Delevingne was that she's really cool. Obviously, her name is like royalty, and she just likes to party and hook up with people. And she's like somebody that it's like cool to say you're friends with. Like, you know, it's cool to be seen with Cara Delevingne, no matter who you are.
And I always liked that she came out like immediately.
Yeah.
When people are like, oh, are you dating this? And she's like, I like girls.
Yeah, I love that.
People are like, wait, what?
Yeah, I like that too. Especially like the family that she comes from. Like, she has every right to be sort of like quiet and hush hush about it, just based on like her having like a big family name and her and their attachment to the fashion industry.
I didn't know this. Can you talk about that? I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't know like the lineage of her family name, but like if you look it up, she's like super, super, super connected in like a very like prestigious way. Like the Delevingne name is like major. She was basically born into fashion royalty.
Okay. So like
she's just one of those people where it's like, oh, you were born gorgeous and cool and wealthy beyond your imagination. And you have like a really important name. You know, she's just like, she's a cool girl. And it's like, it takes a lot. I think it's a very specific kind of famous person to be like, I'm so cool that the most famous people in the world want to be seen with me. Even though my career doesn't maybe measure up to theirs. That's major.
She's nepotism that I approve.
Yes, absolutely.
So I have a blind from 2013. And this is when Enti was just like writing. It wasn't all like hints. It was just like to the point.
Okay.
And I love this story so much. Well, over the weekend, Cara Delevingne made her first appearance in the reveals, and now she gets one of the few stories to appear about her. She is everywhere. I think it's because she loves to party, not afraid to get wild, and loves drugs. Put that combination together with attractiveness, and you have Paps following her, which means great stories. The latest is at Cannes. Leonardo DiCaprio put on the full press attention on her. According to The Sun, he tried everything to get her to come back to his place and she kept saying no. I guess he might have got a little handsy. Cara said she was not interested because he's too forward and is too old. Leo old, first time I ever heard that.
I love that she turned down Leo. Like, that is a fucking power move.
I picture her eyebrows like furrowing and just being like, you're old.
And be like, no, no. Ew, gross.
No, like, you're old. I don't know what accent that was. It wasn't British.
She like blew cigarette smoke in his face. She's like, oh, God.
Stop touching me, old man. That's probably what she said.
Maybe, you know, 15 years ago, maybe. And I'm just going to say, I feel like before we even go super deep into this, we should just say our blinds are going to be totally all over the place because she's a blind item celebrity. Like when I was searching her name, it is every single day there's a blind item written about her because she's so all over the place. And like, you know, she's just friends with so many people. But I do have an interesting one about her and Selena Gomez.
I'm excited.
Okay. It says, we've told you before that this young performer is secretly bisexual. She's never revealed it, though, because she thought it would alienate too many of her young fans. Well, she's now considering coming out. Right now, the debate is whether to make it purposeful or accidental. She is leaning towards being accidental, caught with another girl by the paparazzi. Once those first pictures are published, she would then coyly string along fans for a while, drag her sometimes boyfriend into it for some extra publicity, whip everyone into a speculative frenzy, and then finally do a magazine cover tell-all. Yes, this is all being planned out based on how much publicity it would bring her. That's not surprising given that her entire life is now, her entire life now is less about work and more about being photographed every day. So what do you, her, so what does her team think of all this? They don't, because she isn't telling anyone. Instead, she is taking her advice from her young female celebrity. This other girl, who is either gay or bisexual, is one, is the one pushing our performer to reveal her bisexuality. She also just so happens to want to be the girl with whom our celeb is getting, in quotes, caught with. Now, the funny thing is that after this blind item came out, not long after, there were photos, and I'm going to send it to you right now, they look very planned. I mean, I don't know if these are truly candid photos.
Oh.
but there are pictures of Kara and Selena Gomez on a boat together they're making out. They're taking a shower together.
They're very like Justin and Selena photos when they were on the boat.
That's what they reminded me of.
We'll post that on Instagram, guys. Just
so yeah. They're very intimate. I mean, they're making out. Like, they're not, these aren't debatable whether or not, like, it's like, do girlfriends just do this? No, they're dating. So I think that's fun.
It bums me out. So if you're not a part of Patreon, we did do a Carly and Taylor episode over there. And what you just read reminded me of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
It's like, it's afraid they'll alienate your fans. And that's so crazy. What year was that? Did you say? I'm sorry if you...
I want to say like maybe 2015.
And it's crazy that that was only 6 years ago. And people were like, oh, if you're bisexual, like, that's scary, you know?
Right. And it's, the weird thing about it is like, who are you thinking you're going to alienate? The same kids who watch Euphoria, you think you're going to alienate them because you're dating a fucking girl? I mean, that's, it's just true. So, it's such a blatant, like, I would be interested to see what Hollywood looks like when all of the old heads die.
Yeah,
because these rules are so 90s, like, these are like 90s People Magazine rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't be seen, like, nobody gives a fuck about that anymore. If anything, it would revitalize her career if she was like, listen, I like girls. People would be so excited about that.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that was so fresh off the Justin of it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I found an absolutely fucking crazy blind from 2012.
Okay. Oh God. 2012 seems like a real crazy year for her.
This Victoria's Secret model is not one of the big names of the company, but she did walk in their recent fashion show. At a party last night, she was drinking heavily, among other things, and took a butter knife and slashed her throat in front of everyone, leaving a huge gash and blood pouring down her body, but she just wiped it off and kept partying.
I saw this blind.
If I could sum Cara Delevingne up in a blind, it would be that one.
Right. I love that it says that she wiped the blood off and kept partying. It's my favorite part.
She was just like, ugh, annoying.
I do want to talk about, I wrote down a couple blinds about her addiction stuff, because I feel like we can't talk about her and not at least touch on the fact that she's like a public addict. Okay, there's two of them actually. This one says, this popular model has landed multiple acting gigs. However, her behavior has raised some eyebrows on set. It was weird working with her. She seemed like she really wanted to be there, and she was taking the acting job very seriously and was perfectly focused in the morning, but in the afternoon she was all loopy and out of it. We didn't know if it was drugs or alcohol or what. She was just all over the place. It took lots of takes to get it right. The director was really annoyed. The good news for her is that her scenes came out fine. Not great, but certainly good enough to score more work in the future. The bad news is that she's not at all interested in cutting down her partying. And this is another one, which is ironic because these didn't come out at the same time. They're like maybe a year or so apart. It says, there is something really off about this pretty celebrity. One minute she's sober and the next she's drunk and high and out of control. One minute she's kind and loving and then the next she's nasty and wants to inflict physical pain. One minute she's in love with you and the next she's trying to ruin you. She has really unique beauty and the camera loves her, and she's getting work on TV and in movies. So she will probably go really far professionally. It's too bad that once you get to know her, you figure out that she's really a very damaged person. I think it comes from her family being messed up. When I first worked with her, I was like, oh, here's this gorgeous, fun person to hang out with. Then I got to know her and I saw her dark side. She's really into physical pain and it scares me. And I've been avoiding her ever since. If there was a headline tomorrow and she had gone all Gone Girl crazy, I would not be the least bit surprised. Whoever she's dating needs to be careful. So somebody really needs to warn her current significant other, which was St. Vincent. So that was like 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw any of this or a lot of it or whatever, but I saw really repetitive lines about her liking, like sort of scaring girls away because she likes like really intense sex, like,
yeah,
like pain.
So kind of to go along with your partying, I will put this picture in our Instagram carousel. But this one is from 2013. It is probably one of the worst nightmares for a celebrity. You just met your drug dealer and you want to get into your home and are fishing through your purse for your keys. And the next thing you know, your little baggie of white powder ends up on the ground in front of a gaggle of paparazzi. This is exactly what happened to model Cara Delevingne. Cara has been in the blind items before, but usually because of the other things she does and not drugs. So far, Cara has not talked about the bag, but I'm sure it is probably tooth powder or some kind of new makeup or whatever story a publicist can concoct. She needs to do something fast because H&M is this close to dropping her. And in the photo, you can see her throwing an actual bag of cocaine.
It's so fucked. It's so embarrassing. It sucks. Like, and it can't be misinterpreted as anything other than a little Coke baggie.
No.
It's a tiny little Coke baggie that's like almost empty, by the way.
Right. Right. I mean, it's so hard because I was almost going to say she's like Lindsay Lohan, except not as sad. But then you read that blind where you were like, oh, she's had a really rough life. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah, I think that she's just one of those people that comes from like such an affluent family. And you know, families like that, like very like aristocratic families are just like full of insanity. Just the worst kind of abuse and like addiction shit and just insanity. So I do believe that she's like tortured by her family. And like, you know, she's one of those people. She's like a real poor little rich girl kind of gig, you know?
Yeah.
Like.
Very Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah, like became a model because it's like what her family, it's like what she was expected to become. I don't think she's ever been truly passionate about modeling. And everything that I've read about her is that she like desperately wants to do anything else but model. And she like tried acting. She's not a great actor.
Mm-mm.
Her movies haven't really, I mean, you know, she was like in Suicide Squad and stuff, but like, she's not known as somebody who can act or carry for a film.
She's more known just for her reputation, I feel like.
I think so too.
Speaking of, I have another blind from 2013. 2013 was a good year for Cara.
Oh yes, it was, definitely.
This A-list singer celebrity had full-on sex with this A-list model over the weekend in a private room in a club. They had started messing around in full view of several people, but our A-list singer asked for a room for 30 minutes so they could continue in private. So it's Cara Delevingne, and who do you think the singer is?
I know who it is.
Say it.
Rihanna!
Yes!
Yeah!
I don't think, like, Rihanna is one of the most beautiful people on the planet. I don't care what anybody says. And the thought of these two hooking up, like, frightens and excites me all at the same time.
Well, you know what's so crazy is it's like, I've always been under the impression that they just sort of, like, had sex. I didn't know that they were, like, entangled in a whole thing.
Can we talk about the whole thing of it all?
Yes.
So I have a blind about the whole thing. I almost feel like it's like an underground network of potential bisexual women of Hollywood.
Right, who are so blatant. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like laughable because it's like, they couldn't be more obvious.
So this is from January 8th, 2014. This B-list, mostly movie actress is back on the booze and cheating on her longtime amazing girlfriend while the girlfriend is out of the country in Asia for a month. Let's not forget the cheaty, who seems to be going out of her way to create a love triangle between two women while trying to stay in the closet. It's getting really tough to do, and all those fans who want her together with a certain celebrity and didn't know she was gay are in for a shocker. And that is Michelle Rodriguez, Cara Delevingne, and Rihanna, and Michelle's ex, who's amazing and deserved way better.
Like, what? The fucking Michelle Rodriguez of it all, for somebody who barely acts and stars in the same movie for 15 fucking years, like, she is, oh, she gets around.
And she has frightened me since Blue Crush. There's something about her that's like so intimidating to me.
As she should, if, yeah.
For sure. Like, to be honest, Michelle, Cara, and Rihanna would probably all beat me up.
For sure. They're the girls.
That's an intimidating threesome.
They're the girls that you walk into like a high school bathroom and they're like chain smoking and then they stop talking and stare at you. Mm-hmm. And don't talk the whole time you're in there, and you can like hear every single echo.
Yeah. Except Rihanna might look and be like, I like your skirt.
Right. Michelle would like slap your ass before you leave the bathroom.
Michelle would be like, you didn't see anything, right? You'd be like, no.
Yeah, but shut the fuck up. Yeah. Like, sorry, girls. So I'm assuming, just based on what you read earlier, that you read some of the Paris Jackson stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to read some of these Paris Jackson blinds, because Paris Jackson, for all of you who don't know, she runs in a real, she's in this crowd. Paris mm-hmm. Jackson is like in the, you know, Cara Delevingne, like Michelle Rodriguez, like she's in like the cool bisexual ladies club.
Like unfriendly hotties.
Yes, totally. And the sad thing about Paris is that it seems like she gets sort of, I don't know, like the shit end of the stick a lot. Like, she seems like a really nice person who gets sort of thrown away like trash a lot by a lot of people.
Go ahead. I feel like Paris Jackson is almost like an easy person to use because of the family that she's attached to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you only need to be seen with her once, and then you can kind of be like, oh, I got seen with like Michael Jackson's kid, I'm good.
Right. Like, it doesn't, it feels like she doesn't have like real concrete friendships in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It, literally, except for Macaulay Culkin.
Right. Yeah. Sad.
So this is a blind from April 10th of 2018. It's in reference to Oscar season. It says, this B-plus list celebrity offspring of a permanent A-plus-plus lister was wasted when she arrived solo at an after party. She thought she was attending with the celebrity she's been seeing, but the celebrity is already hooking up with another woman. Our offspring is constantly just used and thrown away like trash. And one of these days, something is going to snap inside of her. And then there's another, a follow-up in May. This is the Met Gala. It says, for the second consecutive year, a fight nearly broke out. This year, it was between the foreign-born A-list model / horrible actress who nearly came to blows with the foreign-born former model turned actress / drug addict. The reason? The celebrity offspring of the permanent A++ list celebrity with whom they have taken turns sleeping with. Apparently, the bad actress took offense to the way the offspring was treated by the drug addict. That's Cara Delevingne, Paris Jackson, and Ruby Rose, another dabbler in the cool bisexual club in Hollywood.
Something about Ruby Rose, like, she's very beautiful, but like something about her, I'm just like, ugh, no, thank you.
Not at all. No. Ruby Rose is like, just like,
yeah,
I don't, she's that girl that's like, I'm so fucking cool. Do you see how cool I am? Did everybody get a whiff of how cool I am? I'm leaving the room now, everybody, but look, I'm very cool. It's like, we get it. We see you.
She's like the lesbian Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of look alike too.
They do.
So, but I think Kara's most famous relationship is with Ashley Benson.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that couple was just, maybe not just, that's not a fair thing, but Samantha Ronson and Lindsay Lohan, that kind of like dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Granted, maybe not as public,
mm-hmm.
but to me, it seems like, I couldn't pull any blinds of it, but it seems like Kara was always kind of playing games with Ashley.
Right. And I kind get that of, vibe too.
And kind of being like, yeah, we're together, we're together. And then like Ashley had to come out to be with her publicly. Like that was a big deal.
Yeah.
But I always felt like Kara kind of pushed it a lot. And I could be totally wrong. But to go from fucking Kara to G-Eazy, Ashley Benson, are you okay?
Well, that's the thing that people always say about Kara is that she like really pushes. I mean, just like I just read about Selena, like she really, it's like a game. Like all mm-hmm. of it is just like a big game to her. And it's like, well, no, like come out and be public and like date me. And then you do. And all of a sudden she's like fucking one of your friends. And you're yeah. like, oh, okay.
So the other thing about Ashley Benson is she loves a good paparazzi walk.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot, like her and Lucy Hale will like fight about who has better paparazzi walks. But this is from 2018. This former A-minus list, mostly television actress who really hasn't worked since her hit cable show went off air, couldn't even buy a ticket to a Paris Fashion Week show. Then she started sleeping with her current significant other and everyone invited her. So one thing about PLL girls, specifically Lucy and Ashley, I feel like they are very social climbers.
Mm-hmm.
So there is the part of me that wonders if Kara was very much like, you have to be out if we're going to be together. But then there's also the part of me that's like, did Ashley see Kara and be like, let's fucking do this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. No, I get that. This group is so silly because it's like half of them do shit because they're just destructive and wild and fun. And then half of them do it because they're so fucking desperate to be photographed.
Yeah, apparently, according to this blind in 2017, this is Ashley Benson, not Cara Delevingne, but not a good combination. This can't get a job, former PLL actress, doesn't need to be using again. This A-minus list, mostly movie actress she is hanging out with will end up destroying what is left of her. So that's Ashley Benson and Kristen Stewart.
Oh God, Jesus Christ.
So maybe Ashley Benson really is just like, I don't know. I mean, she dates people who are, I mean, she also hooked up with James Franco. Like there are just so many. Actually, I'm sorry. We're not doing an Ashley Benson episode. I'm just.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, when you have that track record, you can't help but like put your hand to your chin and tilt your head a little bit. Like, what the fuck's going on, girl?
Can we also talk about Kara and Kaia Gerber?
Yes, please.
In their matching tattoos that say soulmates, and they got them when they were living together.
Yes, please.
And then all of a sudden, Cindy Crawford was like, no, 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 she's dating Pete Davidson. And then they were like, we fucking hate Pete Davidson too.
Like, oh God, one day we'll do like a Cindy Crawford Gerber thing because God.
George Clooney, I mean,
there's a lot there.
I think one of the things with Kaia, and I said this on my own podcast like a long time ago, the thing with Kaia is she's not a Jenner. She's not a Hadid. Granted, Cindy Crawford is like an iconic person, But her last name isn't Crawford. It's Gerber. And Gerber's like rich as fuck. Like, I'm not trying to.
No, play you, that you're right though.
And how would they get her in the news? Not by hooking up with Cara Delevingne, by hooking up with Pete Davidson, who just got out of a relationship with Ariana Grande.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll say it. She's beautiful, but she's not magnetic.
No.
She does not have star power at all. She's beautiful. She's the almost the most pure definition of a celebrity who is famous because of their parents. Like, there's nothing magnetic about her at all.
Well, now she's in a new Ryan Murphy show, so.
Wait, so do you have any, what blinds do you have about her?
I have, this one is from 2020. So it's it's a pretty recent one. This foreign-born A-minus list model / bad actress / lover of cocaine does not do dinners with the parents of hookups, but does do them with parents of girlfriends. She recently did one with the B-list model offspring of a permanent A-list model, and that's Cara, Kaya, and Cindy.
Actually, there's a follow-up to that one from like a month later.
For sure, because in parentheses it says, and now they have confirmed the relationship, but I don't think they ever confirmed it, did they?
I don't remember them confirming it, but I could also be wrong about that.
I don't think they did.
I do not follow Kaya Gerber. Like, I'm just like, I don't, it's not like I don't have anything against her. I just found her to be so boring.
No, I just found a article from, so that blind was from July 5th, 2020. And I found an article from August 12th, 2020 saying, Kaya Gerber shuts down Cara Delevingne dating rumors.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, she would never just like, you know, she's a real hardcore stage mom. Like, yeah. She's like a Yolanda, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This blind is from August 10th, so it's like just a month after. It says, the celebrity offspring of a permanent A-plus lister was warned not to grow too close too fast to her foreign-born really bad actress lover, but it's too late. She already got cheated on and her heart is crushed. And of course that's Cara and Kaya. I forget that she exists until people say her name.
Kaya?
Yeah.
I know, now she's dating Jacob Elordi. Last names are tough for me, guys. I need it very hyphenated.
I have one from a blind gossip one about them, I believe.
Please, I the only blind I had is the one I already read, so.
Okay, it says, this group of young female celebrities is close, very close, very, very close. Think models and actresses, and you'll probably be able to narrow down your guesses pretty quickly to which group we are talking about. We knew that two of the girls had shifted from friends to girlfriends over the past few months. However, there's actually a third girl in the mix. Plot twist. The three of them are definitely all friends. However, the big kitty of the group has been flip-flopping back and forth between the two little kitties. It's hard to label any of it because it's unclear who is gay or bisexual or straight, but experimenting in this friendship / romance / couple thruple. But just know that everyone in this scenario is a consenting adult. Two notes of interest, though. First, while all the kittens are acting cool and casual about it, we hear that one of them has been getting very jealous, and she's not chosen to be Big Kitty's favorite in any given week. Meow. Second, we hear that the famous parents of at least one of the kittens is actually encouraging the relationship. Big Kitty seems to have everyone under her spell. So Big Kitty, of course, is Cara Delevingne. And then Kaya Gerber and Margaret Qualley.
So Margaret was in The Leftovers, The Nice Guys, Death Note, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and now she's dating Jack Antonoff, which again makes the tangled web of Hollywood because he works closely with Taylor Swift, who used to be really close with Cara Delevingne. It's one big web.
And she's Andy McDowell's daughter. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Holy shit.
They look alike. That makes sense.
They do.
Oh, she also dated Shia LaBeouf. Poor girl. Poor thing. She dated both Cara and Shia.
See, now, I'm confused because, oh my God, wait, the plot thickens. I think that Kara has dated both of her and her sister, because there's also a Rainy Quali. I'm going to read this. Okay. So I think that there's a possibility that Kara has dated both of these girls, like sisters, which is totally Kara's energy to try and fuck up a family. It says, being locked in with the one you love seems to either strengthen the relationship or stress it to its limits. In this case, this famous model, it destroyed the relationship. Model normally hangs out with the other young models and actresses, so it's not surprising that after the breakup, she wound up bunking with a few other famous young celebrities in a celebrity slumber party. But now we've learned that the model has gotten close to her slumber party friends, very close to one in particular. Yes, there is more than one slumber party going on. We're not sure if this special friend was the cause of that breakup or is now simply reaping the benefits of the breakup. Whatever the case, it's on now. And that's Cara Delevingne in Rainy Quali. So her sister, that's nuts.
If I was dating Cara Delevingne, I would never let anybody know and never let her meet anybody I know.
There'd be no way.
Maybe Troy, maybe she could meet you.
I'd be like, I have to tell you something. I'm in a really intimate relationship with Cara Delevingne and I can't talk about it that much.
I'd be like, can we read blind items though?
Right.
So I think like one of the things about Cara that I just, again, love so much is that if you bring her up, everybody, most people know her. Mm-hmm. And they don't even know how they know her.
Yeah, people don't understand. Yeah, I think a lot of people think she's an actress. A lot of people think she's a model. A lot of people think that she's famous for being famous.
Yeah.
And she's like all those things.
Can we talk about her fake relationship with Harry Styles when he was also like fake dating Kendall Jenner?
Yes, please.
I don't have any blinds about it, but there was a time where everyone thought Harry and Kendall were a couple. And then there was a time where people thought maybe he was dating Cara, because there was that weird time where Taylor Swift decided to pull all of the alleged bisexual women in Hollywood and just round them up around her. So yeah. Nobody knew what was happening. Yeah. But I actually think during that time, Cara and Kendall were together.
Okay.
And I just think Harry was kind of like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Like good press.
He's like, same as Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Like, he's always down to just be photographed, you know, so it's like, whatever.
What do you think of that?
I think that that's totally true. I mean, I think every celebrity has sort of like a blind item narrative. And mm-hmm. Kendall's narrative, it seems, for years has been like, why can't I come out? Like, why can I be friends with Cara Delevingne and she can like do whatever the fuck she wants and her career seems to be fine, and like why do I have like a different set of rules to live by? And I read a lot about how how annoying it is for her that people think all her relationships are fake.
Do you remember when she came out with that horrendous Proactive commercial and she was like, tonight I'm gonna talk about something I'm really scared of, and everyone was like, she's finally coming out. She was like, I have acne.
Yeah. She's like, I have a little rosacea on my cheeks.
Like, and then she handed like a police officer a Pepsi and she's like, everything's fine.
Yeah, I showed up in denim.
All American of her.
Totally.
Oh, I found a Met Gala blind about Cara from 2019.
It would tell me everything.
After an after party, this foreign-born initialed last name singer was a bit wasted, maybe more than a bit, and she got into an argument with this foreign-born A-minus list model, really, really horrible actress. Apparently, the singer was accusing the model of using several of the singer's friends for sex and then dumping them. Oh, and had sex with them while she continues to date the actress. That is Charlie XCX, Cara Delevingne, and Ashley Benson.
So the Met Gala is just like one giant, like, I fucked that person for Cara Delevingne. Like, every, and she looks around and she's like, I fucked all these people. I fucked up their lives. I fucked up their relationships, marriages, families.
She calls Anna Wintour. She's like, I want to have sex with this person, invite them.
Yeah, totally. She's like, what celebrity taunts are on the list this year that I'm going to ruin?
She's like, Addison Rae, can't wait.
Speaking of, this is a fun one. This is a really short one. Involves your girl. It says, this foreign-born A-list model who wants to be an actress will tell anyone who will listen that she had sex with the BFF of the A-plus list female singer and that both of them only like women. That's Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift.
You know, guys, if you sign up for the Patreon, there's a Kaler episode, and I have had people DM me, and they're like, I'm sipping the Kool-Aid. I might not be chugging it, but I'm sipping it. And I'm like, if that's what I've done, that's all I need.
All you need is a droplet on your tongue.
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with it either. It actually makes me sad if that's true, and they have to use like these beards or whatever you want to call them. That is sad. Whereas like, Cara's out there living her truth, like cutting her neck with a butter knife, fucking yeah. Rihanna, like just like.
I know. That's what I like about her. It's like, she's messy, but I respect that she lives her life so authentically.
Yeah, I agree with that. And she's never tried to hide the fact that she likes women, I don't think.
No, and nobody gives a fuck. She yeah. still gets modeling gigs. She still, you know, is able to like score an acting role here and there. She like, her career is fine. You know, like she's a testament to like, it's fine.
That's you know? Exactly right. Could you imagine her and Halsey together?
No. No. I can't. I
almost wonder if Bad at Love, I'm going to look up the lyrics right now.
I can't fucking stand Halsey.
Okay. I like Halsey. I like her music. I don't think I like her necessarily. Just these lyrics alone, okay, from Bad at Love. Got a girl with, I'm not gonna sing it, guys. I'm sorry. That's for my singing talents are paid only.
That's our $40 here on Patreon.
I just serenade you. So this is like a whole verse. It says, got a girl with California eyes, and I thought that she could really be the one this time. Never got the chance to make her mine because she fell in love with little thin white lines. Because she fell in love with little thin white lines. London girl with an attitude. We never told no one, but we look so cute. We both got way better things to do, but I always think about it when I'm riding through.
Whoa, wait. Oh my God, I thought you were joking.
No.
I didn't know you were being serious.
Boy, this is a serious podcast. I never
Oh do. My God, what the fuck? Is that literally about Cara?
It has to be.
Holy shit, I was not expecting that.
Who, I mean, that's Cara Delevingne in a verse.
For sure. 1,000%. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of animosity towards Halsey because, and this is a podcast for another day. But I love Skye Ferreira. Like, I'm like obsessed with Skye. Yes. And Skye hates Halsey. Because Skye believes that Halsey is an industry plant that the label used to punish her. And they stole a bunch of concepts and like songs and stuff from Skye to give to Halsey. And like music videos that she's written, like concepts and stuff that she's written out, like they've taken them scene by scene and used them for Halsey. Like they just dump all of Skye's stuff onto her. It's a whole thing. It's a whole Tumblr thing. You know, it's a Tumblr thing.
I do remember the video of Halsey like singing in a mall on Tumblr, and everyone was like, who is this?
Singing in cursive.
But no, I mean that verse alone, what I just read to you, that's Cara Delevingne.
That's about Cara Delevingne, and she wants you to know.
I know. She's like, if you figure it out.
Yeah, like that was a blind item as a song.
That's so true. I don't know. I mean, guys, I guess we wanted to talk about Cara because she's fun.
Yeah.
A little scary.
Yeah.
But again, we talked about Aaron and Nick last week, and I said to Troy, I'm like, I want to have a fun one. And Kara has fucked everybody you love in Hollywood and has also told Leo he's old.
Yeah, she turned down Leo, like, that alone. Yeah, she's fun. Like, I just think she's a fun celebrity, and she's good at being a celebrity too, you know? Like,
yeah.
I loved what she wore to the Met Gala. I just love when she shows up places. I love when Kara shows up places. I could watch that interview of her being rude to those morning people 40 times in a row. You don't seem like you want to be here very much, do you, Miss Delevingne? Do you hate being here? I love it.
All I can think about is you saying that the Met Gala is just people Kara's fucked.
Right? It's like a party of all her demons.
I'm going to see if I can just find like a Karen Halsey blind somewhere. Even though that, like, it's just about like Halsey and Machine Gun Kelly and G-Eazy. And Marilyn Manson.
Oh God, no.
As we wrap this episode up, guys, we just wanted to kind of have fun with this one. I mean, Kara Delevingne is almost like a unicorn, because usually I don't like celebrities like her.
Yeah.
Where I've seen movies where I'm like, wow, she's horrendous at acting.
Yeah.
Even I never thought, and this is going to sound mean, but like, I never got the eyebrows. And again, this is someone who sees the Met Gala and does not see art, just sees like a mess. So right. I'm not the right person to like judge that. But she's someone who, once I kind of found out about her, like, dating all these people, whether they're guys or girls, and just kind of living her truth. Like I said, when she came out and was kind of like, I date girls, what's the big deal? I was like, oh, she's, like, cool.
Right. Yeah, and I think that there's a world where she could be a good actor, but, like, I mean, the roles that she's chosen are insane. Like, if I were managing her, I would put her in like really cool indie movies, like Frances Ha type movies. I wouldn't put her in fucking Suicide Squad. Like, what? You know, as a voodoo witch?
She would have been great at, in Bling Ring or something like that.
Yes. Like, something like, what?
Or even Booksmart. Did you see that with Billy Lord? Like, Billy Lord's character, although Billy Lord, like, killed it as Gigi. Like, Kara could have done that.
No, yeah, she totally could have. There's a million things that I could see her in that are not Suicide Squad or, what was that other one, Love, Simon or whatever? What was the
Paper,
one? Where she...
Paper Towns or
Paper Towns? Oh, yeah, Towns? Paper Towns. Yes, where she's, like, sick or whatever. I mean, I would not put her in, like, a young adult Borders fucking... books novel. I mean, like, what? Like, that's so weird.
She would have been great in Spring Breakers.
Amazing.
So out of all the people that Kara has allegedly hooked up with, who do you wish you got to, like, see more of?
Rihanna.
Me too.
I wish I could have seen any morsel of it, like, at all. I wish that I could have been in that strip club. Like, I would have literally just been on the ground, like, praising and worshiping.
Because I feel like Rihanna, like, would be mean back.
Totally.
I also like the Halsey idea, though. Like I said, I read that verse. Like, I can only imagine. I like Halsey. I know you don't. Justice for Sky Ferreira.
Always.
But I do kind of wish that. I mean, the Kaia Gerber, if you guys look up pictures of Kaia and Kara, they're like snuggled up together, like masked up. Like, they were together. They quarantined together during COVID.
No, for sure. Yeah, she also makes other people interesting, I feel.
For sure. Like, I don't care about Ashley Benson, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I did for a little bit.
Suddenly I do. Suddenly I see.
Kendall Jenner, really don't care for her, but the idea of her and Kara, I'm like, maybe.
Suddenly you're interesting, yeah.
Now, as we wrap this up, guys, we hope that you live your truth the way Kara has, because in Hollywood, it's not always easy to do that. Just please do not party as hard as her, or if you do, like, just make sure you're sipping on water and no butter knives are around.
Yeah, keep the butter knives away. If you do gash your neck, go to the hospital.
Do you think Kara's rotted?
Yeah.
But I feel like she's like a fun rotted, where like, you know when like bread gets mold on it and sometimes you just cut off that piece?
Yeah.
That's my Kara.
No, yeah, she's rotted in like a fun, like a Girl Interrupted way. And I'm always going to be drawn to a Girl Interrupted.
Yes, I think that's a good way to put it. You know, she's, again, she's the kind of person who, if you were wasted, she would get you food. Or if you weren't having fun, she'd get you Coke. I mean.
Yeah, she'd get you crackers when you drank too much. And she would wipe your nose when you're bleeding from doing cocaine all night with her.
And there was just an article. Did you see, for her birthday, she partied so hard, paparazzi caught her with a bloody nose?
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. I know this episode was a little bit different, but again, after you talk about Nick and Aaron Carter for 2 hours, you got to have a little bit of a refresher. And
yeah.
Cara Delevingne, she has been connected to everybody in Hollywood, and she's so much fun.
And you know that we'll be back with another horrifically dark episode. If that's what you're, if that's your sexual fetish, trust me, your itch will be scratched in like a couple days.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But again, if you're not a part of the Patreon, there's a bunch of great episodes there. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and thank you for hanging out.
Bye.